You're listening to White Noise here on Joy 94.9, and this band that I'm about to speak to, they've started off in Alaska in the mid-noughties and have been taking over the world ever since. They've become known for their unique way of mixing complex melodies with electronic beats, and they've even made a short film. They are Portugal the Man, and joining us on the line is Zach. Zach, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Most of, if not all of the members in the band are actually from Alaska, so why Portugal the Man? What does it mean and why'd you choose it?
Well, it started off as kind of an alter ego, sort of like David Bowie just created Ziggy Stardust, mm-hmm. or Beatles had their Sgt. Pepper, you know? And we knew that we weren't just one person, and so we wanted one name of our fictional character to represent our whole group of people. And so we figured that a country is one name for one group of people with one voice in the world. So we just randomly thought that Portugal would be a pretty killer name for a guy.
Okay, so you didn't base the decision on Portugal because they do good barbecue chicken or they play soccer. I mean, what is there a real reason for just Portugal, or it just sounds wicked?
Honestly, we just knew that we wanted to name it a country, and we thought Portugal sounded good. Since then, we have been to Portugal, and we like it a lot. It does have amazing chicken, and very nice people, too.
For people who are unfamiliar with Portugal the Man, how would you define yourselves in music?
I guess if I had to describe it, I would probably say psychedelic pop. We grew up listening to Pink Floyd, the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, stuff like that. And we try to make accessible music, popular music, but we do like our synths and like crazy stuff as well.
You guys have been around for a couple of years. I'm sure the style has changed a bit. So how different is today's Portugal the Man in comparison to the young Portugal the Man?
Well, I'd like to think that we're better, but that's for a lot of other people to decide. At the beginning, we were a little more experimental, but in truth, we just didn't know how to write songs, so we would be very abrupt with changes in tempo and, you know, time changes and time signatures, stuff like that. So a lot of people thought we were a lot more experimental, a lot more, you know, prog rock, but it was really just a matter that that we didn't know how to write songs, and we didn't know how to transition smoothly. So we've gotten a lot better at that, I think, over the last few years, but it's evolved into something that we really like.
Zach, we just mentioned how the band in the beginning is different to the band today. Your latest album is In the Mountain, In the Cloud. So my question is, how does this album differ stylistically from the albums you've released before?
I think it's a big step for us as far as tonally. It's a big step for us. It's our best sounding record by far, but that's largely due to the fact that Andy Wallace, who did Nirvana's Nevermind and Jeff Buckley's Grace, mixed it. He's just got the most amazing ear and really creative mixing ideas. But it's been a gradual step to where we are. I think it was pretty natural. It was something that a direction that people would have expected us to go if they'd been following the band from the beginning. If you listen to our first record and then our last, there's a huge difference between them. But if you listen to them in order, it seems like the right way to go.
Do you feel that you've achieved the style that you want, or is there a long way to go?
We're never done with that, you know. We're always looking ahead, and we're never going to be quite happy with where we are. You know, that's the thing with art, with music, with anything, really. You always got to strive to be better, and we're getting close. I'm happy where we are, but I know we still have a long way to go, hopefully, and we're going to keep working at it.
Very nice. Now, Zach, as a band, you've also released a short film, which includes two tracks from the latest album, Sleep Forever and Got It All.
Yes.
Why a short film, and is this something that you're likely to keep doing in the future?
Well, really, we just made a long music video. I wouldn't even necessarily call it a short film, though everybody is, but it was intended to be just a long music video, really. We just went up to Alaska, and we filmed most of that in our singer's backyard, and we didn't really have a plan for where we were going, but the guy who directed it, Mike Reagan, who we've worked with on several videos, is a really good friend of ours, and we're just always talking ideas. And for some reason, when we get together with him with some cameras, things just tend to turn out good. But we are definitely very big fans of film in general, and I wouldn't be surprised at the time. We're constantly touring and recording, but we would love to make a movie. We would love to score movies. We'd like to do pretty much anything we can involving visuals and music.
I quickly wanted to discuss the subject matter of this video with you. I've had a look, and from what I understand, it's John, your lead man, walking through, I guess, what you'd call the Alaskan wilderness, and he loses his dogs, and he eventually, he goes for a quick jog, and he slips and shoots himself in the head. So my question is that a dog turd he slips on?
That could be. He was hot on the trail of his pups, and you know, I didn't really think about what he tripped on, but that could definitely well be it. That's funnier.
Well, you know, in my mind, it's a doggy landmine that was set up by the evil revenge wanting dogs to just set the gun off somehow, and they made it happen because they're telepathic or something.
I agree. They looked pretty hungry.
Now, Zach, have you guys been working on any new material? And if so, when can the fans expect to hear it as a single or an album?
Well, we have been writing some new music, but just, you know, backstage in our hotel rooms and on the bus. But we are going into the studio hopefully in about 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to get back home. Unfortunately, we have to leave Australia tomorrow, which we're not too happy about because we really, really love it here. But we're going to go to Portland and start writing some more music and then head into the studio in March. And it all depends on how things go in the studio. I'm not sure when we'll actually hear something, but we will be working on music, and it will come out as fast as we can get it.
Sounds good. Now, Zach, being a part of Portugal the Man, what's been your best or worst moment in the band so far?
Best or worst moment? I got to say, I love traveling. Like, for instance, coming to Australia. I've always been into that, and this really gives us the means to do that. So seeing new places is definitely my thing. I mean, Australia we fell in love with right away. I've never got a better first impression on a place ever. The second we landed on the plane, we just had a great time. The weather's beautiful. The food's amazing. Everybody's beautiful. It's just a really unbelievable place. So that's my favorite thing. We're just very, very lucky to be able to have this kind of job. It's where I get to see the world and work. It's pretty amazing.
Wow, I mean, based on that description, you should get a job in tourism in Australia. I hear they're hiring at the moment. You might do pretty well.
I would like to do that.
If you ever get a minute.
Now, I would be a great representative.
You probably would. Now, Zach, you'll be performing tonight, actually, at the Corner Hotel. What can people expect to see at a Portugal the Man show?
Well, it depends. We don't have all of our stuff. A lot of times we have pretty crazy light shows, but our first time coming over here, you know, we obviously couldn't bring that much. But tonight we're going to do a pretty fair mix of all of our albums, but I guess a little bit more on the last two records. And we do a lot of jamming live, and we kind of do different versions of our songs. So if anybody knows our albums, you can expect it not to sound quite like our albums.
Zach, just one quick question before I have to let you go. I love Wikipedia. It's where a lot of our research comes from. And I saw an interesting point there. It says that you guys let John run amok in terms of creating the art for album covers, T-shirts, and posters. So has he ever made something that you guys really didn't like?
Surprisingly, no.
Oh, really?
He's come up with some pretty ridiculous stuff, but we trust him on that. We started off at the beginning. We've always tried to be a very self-sufficient band. You know, I take all the pictures, John does all the drawings, and our buddy kind of puts them all together for us. And it started off just out of necessity because we didn't have any money to pay an artist. And since then, it's just become our thing, and we figured to stick with the continuity of it. And I think he does a great job.
Well, Zach, we're very happy to have Portugal the Man here in Australia. Good luck with your show tonight, and watch out for the vengeful sled dogs.
All right. Thank you very much.